Hello, my name is Casey Strobel, and this is the news. Donald Trump, a frontrunner for the presidency, has made some questionable accusations about science. Scientists from the site Scientific American and many other Americans are concerned about these accusations, many of them being tweets that contradict his original beliefs about science issues. The scientists are worried because having a possible president in office that doesn't know important science issues could end very badly. Mr. Trump has made somewhat ignorant comments, according to scientists, about climate change, the autism vaccine connection, Ebola, health care, and many other topics. On the topic of climate change, which has been proven to exist, Donald Trump tweeted, "The concept of global warming was created by and for the Chinese in order to make U.S. manufacturing non-competitive." Trump has also tweeted a couple controversial comments on Ebola as well, tweeting, "The U.S. cannot allow Ebola-infected people back. People that go to faraway places to help out are great, but must suffer the consequences." None of the comments Donald has tweeted have been fact-checked. In other news, popular rapper Young Thug doesn't believe in gender and thinks that we all shouldn't bother with it either. On Wednesday, in an interview, Young Thug addressed his strong opinion on the subject, saying, "In my world, of course it don't matter. You could be a gangster with a dress. You can be a gangster with baggy pants. I feel like there's no such thing as gender." The topic came up after his controversial album cover was released. His cover displays him in a dress and wearing a cone-shaped hat. He has told reporters that he even wears women's clothing regularly. He claims that 90% of his clothes are women's clothing. Young Thug challenges his fans to look beyond gender and the concept of masculinity. There are also rumors about him doing a Calvin Klein campaign about being able to be a gangster in a dress. The last story of the night is called The Morningside Parking Dilemma. Many students and faculty members would agree that Morningside College has a parking dilemma. Parking at Morningside College has become impossible to deal with for students and faculty. A student that attends Morningside College, Bruna Alessandri, explains that she feels that there's not enough parking spots for the amount of parking permits that are sold here, which does create big problems. One of the campus security workers at Morningside College confirmed that the parking permit violations that are given out cost about 4 times more than any parking violation ticket given out by the city of Sioux City. The charges here are also doubled every week that the due isn't paid. The parking situation at Morningside College hasn't changed in decades, yet the number of students enrolled continues to climb by the hundreds every year. There are approximately 1,600 students enrolled at Morningside College, and the parking available for these students comes up short, especially for the off-campus students. Off-campus students must park in the guest lots or on the streets to avoid parking tickets, but what if there literally is no parking spaces to park? Colin St. Aubin, a frustrated student, explains his point of view on the topic.
I believe that parking tickets should be less because you aren't actually breaking the law, just the campus rules.
Appeals can be submitted against the parking tickets issued, but must be within 7 days of the incident and are usually revoked. After the 7 days, the security department, and namely Brett Lyon, the head of campus security, won't take any excuses for the parking violations. And that's the news. Thank you all for tuning in and have a great day.